either answer.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh. So I struggle each and every time I on this mic to record. Simply because I'm like, ready, bitch. Like, oh my gosh. Like, you know. And in another timeline, this podcast would never exist. So there's that. You know, sometimes I wonder what my life would be like if I didn't have to flex over obstacles. Everyday obstacles too, goddamn. Like, things which I don't want to think about. I mean, ayo, between you and me, it's easier for me to book a spot on a TV show than it is to get dick. I don't know why, I don't know how. It's like, it's just, I don't understand. Do I have to understand? But it's like, surely you think that really, bitch, national television, and then, like, penis from next door. You think, like, if you really play up everything. That's me. And it's easier to find love through strangers. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you, I love you, I love you. So dearly, so dearly, so dearly. But it's like, I don't know. I've yet to have a child as I'm recording this one. So, like, I assume that pushing something out of your vagina, like, or like, I don't know, having half your DNA walk the earth, I feel like you'd like feel something towards that rather than like a complete stranger, rather than like expecting love from complete strangers. It is honestly so fucking bizarre. So bizarre. Oh my gosh. And the thing is though, the jarring thing is that it truly feels like I'm like going against everything that was supposedly set up for me. But it's almost like, okay, so do I have to be miserable for everyone else or be happy for myself? And it seems like the happier I am for myself, people who should be like, oh wow, he broke through and is happy living his dream, they're like jealous and jaded. Whereas baby doll, I mean, all you have to do is just, like, take up my hand when I reach out to you, and then, like, we could be partying together, but sigh. I truly just, like, don't know. And it really feels like the more that I, because at this point in time, even though you heard it from the horse's mouth, calling myself a horse, but, like, I don't like the thought of, like, celebrity and civilian-ness sort of thing. Like, that has been very, very jarring for me. I feel like had I had been plucked right as and when, because between you and me, I could have been modelling and on stage at least way early on in life. Like, too early, like, stupidly early in life. Like, legit, but things happened, life happened allegedly. And it's so strange how people sort of, like, like, I kind of understand that people can only give advice within the confines of the lives that they live. But a lot of people, empathy is the wrong word, but a lot of people lack the whole, like, oh, this might not be good for me in my life, but you seem like you're happy, you seem like you're killing it, you seem like you actually want this, so good for you, sort of thing. The vast majority of people who I've met throughout my life didn't have that skill. Whereas I know that for me, certain things will never be for me. Never, ever, 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 ever. But if I see someone else with a glint in the eye, hoping that this one thing would happen for them, and it's not for me at all, then, like, yes, give a compliment. Yes, really good advice if they need it. And the funny thing is, some people think that I am too loud, or whatever that fucking is, or, like, I seem to, like, be too happy or some bullshit. It's like, fucking hell. Some people just want some monotonous, humdrum thing where they can like chill together to call a life, but like me wanting to be surrounded with sunshine and happiness, I want to go on roller coasters and like valuing the breath that the Lord has bestowed upon me seems to be a problem for a lot of people. It's weird. So many people who I know seem to almost out of desperation want someone to be unburdened. Or they want someone to be miserable or depressed. It's so strange. And the gag is, they generally feel like they're helping. That's the weird shit. That's weird shit. Like, they generally think, like, no, you're too immature. Let me make you miserable a bit to, like, toughen you up. It's, like, it's whack. It's whack-a-fucking-doodle. So whack-a-doodle. Legit. Yet at the same time, like, we click on these entertainers because they are happy-go-lucky, right? Because, like, who wants to, like, who really... I mean, ayo, sometimes depression can be a trend for some certain kind of people. Like, that's not what we're talking about in this part of the episode. But, like, we value smiles on the big screen, right? Yet for whatever reason, if someone says that, like, they want to get to there or have smiles in person, then for whatever reason, just never be able to understand. And I'm so grateful that I have that ignorance. Like, ignorance sometimes is a bad rap. But it's like, do you really have to have empathy and sympathy for everything that's going on? Do you? Do you really need to be put yourself in people's shoes for every single goddamn thing? Do you? Now, the difference between that and what I just said is that I don't understand why happiness for a lot of people who I've met, and, like, maybe it goes back to the rooms that I've been in, but like I said before as well, really, bitch, I came out of your fucking room, or, like, goodness me, I'm half your DNA either way. And, like, you don't want your child to be happy. Huh? How does that work? How does that fucking work? It's so strange. It's just beyond strange. It's beyond strange. Yet at the same time, if I truly wanted to make everyone miserable and bring everyone else into the darkness with me, oh, even though I asked the light go, let that be known, then it wouldn't be such a struggle to find people to complain with. It wouldn't be such a struggle to find people to talk to. IRL. Sad, ain't it? Absolutely sad. And a lot of people, they can't handle conversations either. Like, legit. I don't throw around the term narcissist all too much, especially today. Because out of all of the mental health disorders, average mental health, I mean, mental health does not have a particular image attached to it, granted. But, goodness me. But push come to shove, y'all can figure out who is depressed. Y'all can figure out... By the way, they... At talk, carry themselves, when they talk about certain subjects, you can tell who has anxiety, you can tell who has bipolar, all those sorts of things. At least I can. And by the way, this is Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast. RBN the voice notes. Honest and true. And I'm talking about lived experience. Someone with depression is not going to say, oh wow, that's a cool idea. Oh, tell me more about that. Oh, how interesting. Oh, where do you want to take that thing that you're doing? No. They will say, oh yeah, that's scary, isn't it? Yeah, but make sure you don't fall. It's like, gosh damn. No. And honestly speaking, I had a conversation with someone the other day. And like, it's great knowing that I can always go to someone if I ever need an idea of being torn down. But where are my cheerleaders? You know? It's great that y'all know what can go wrong in this situation, but where are people who I can, like, freely go to the cinema with or to a rock concert with, and it's not, like, a struggle? Or even talk to just to solicit some fucking dick, and it's not, like, a problem. Legit, like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, my lack of sex drive is one of the factors why I question my sexuality. So, like, I thought that I was gay for a very long time, but the more that I go on, more, like, you know what? Something needs to happen. And my bisexuality sort of manifested because of that. Like, legit. It's very... I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I took sort of, like, the long route all the fucking way to get to where I am. And it's like, oh, God, do I need to learn all these fucking lessons? Do I? But, like, I'm grateful, yes, because then the things that I've gone through will inform me and form the life that I will live for the rest of life. Truly, truly, truly. But when I say that, oh, damn it, if only I ran away at, like, 5 years old or some shit, maybe I'd be in a different place to where I am now for the better. It's like, oh. Goodness. And, you know, I really do have to step into the new humanity, so to speak. Even though, of course, human beings were memorializing their thoughts, their images, their opinions for ever since they had, like, thumbs, to be quite honest with you. Thumbs and pigment from fruits and everything else. But to do it in such a way and that you prioritise that over those casual, benign conversations, to me, is like, oh, Okay then. My life could have been so simple. Truly, so simple. You know, hearing, wow, that sounds amazing from someone who you truly care about or who really should on paper care about you means the fucking world. You know, like, endlessly. There's no end to how much, wow, I'm so proud of you, means to a person. That really isn't. And it's so jarring when your life does have these stops and is sort of, you have to find it sort of thing. Like, I didn't shy away from the mainstream necessarily. At the same time, you kind of have to look for the things that I do sort of thing. So you walk into these rooms having literally gone to another planet, another goddamn galaxy, in the interim, then you come back, and it's like, oh, how come everyone else hasn't had the deep in-depth transformations that I have had? Not saying that everyone else needs to have a podcast, social media, how many careers and jobs and castings to keep up with. I let it be known. I did think that at this point in time, I'm doing things all too linearly, for lack of better phrasing. Like, any person can, well, if you have the talent and the context to match, any person can like, choose to do a casting over, commit themselves to a different kind of career, sort of thing. But the way in which my world truly transforms, it's like each time I enter the same room, the room that I was just in yesterday, or last week, or last month, it's like, goodness me, I truly am in a different kind of space-time reality, where I'm just not playing by the same rules. Sort of thing. And breathe out. But I do think it is so, but at the same time, okay, so a thing about dimensions is that, okay, TLDR, 1D is a line, 2D is a flat surface, 3D is a flat surface with depth. Go next. Let's keep it there for now. Okay, so as a 3D person, well, 4D, 5D, and, like, everything else too, but, oh, lordy. Okay, so, say, like, as a 3D person, I can look at a flat surface and see what's going on. Just like a 2D person could see a straight line and, like, and see what's going on. But a 2D person does not have the perspective, the capacity, the wherewithal, the scope to see upwards into 3D. Just like a 1D person, a line, does not have the scope to see upwards into 2D. Sort of thing. So when I do go basically to these other dimensions, truly, because the way in which I communicate through the vehicles which can be used for communication Oh, radically different. Radically different. So I can have a conversation with someone in another dimension, in another time-space reality. Okay, just put it into a little bit more context. The worlds in which I do communicate in are different dimensions. The way in which I communicate on my podcast is differently to how I communicate through other vehicles of communication, social media sites, television, film, theatre. Someone who cares about my opera like that is not necessarily going to be privy to this podcast, to be honest with you. I have different conversations all the goddamn time. Sometimes it is quite jarring because you're sort of expecting that everyone sort of like can keep up with everything, which maybe not, I can't even keep up with myself. So when you do get on these deep dives and you sort of have new information and new perspectives to bring back to the group, it sort of gets fuzzy. It sort of gets like lost in translation. It's like, hang on, I didn't think this way anymore. I might have thought this way yesterday or last week, but with this new information I got from this other dimension, I didn't think this way anymore. And it's very challenging as well to find a sense of cohesion, a sense of, oh, goodness me. Stagnation makes it seem just awful. But truly, having these vacations to other dimensions and coming all the way back, it's like I can always enter a new room or the same room with a smile on my face, because like I just had a massive vacation. And it's like, gosh. It's just sort of weird when like you do sort of go back, not regress, but return to the same spaces. And you feel like you grow, you're transformed, and it's like, oh, people around me aren't or haven't. Not to say that like I know everyone's life and what they do on a day to day. But again, just by the way that they communicate, it's like, oh. Or maybe they are more skilled in their spirituality and more like, you know what, this is the room in which we talk about X, Y, and Z, and there's no room to sweat anything else. Maybe that's it. But the most jarring thing for me is that when I do go to these other dimensions, which reward me for being there, for whatever reason, people like to insult me for going over there, whereas I'm rewarded for actually being there. It's just strange. It's just strange. It's strange how you can be insulted for being one kind of way, yet rewarded and praised and loved and cherished for being the same way. It's the strangest thing. And again, not to necessarily judge other people's lives, coming from my mouth, I know. But people a lot of the time talk to versions of me in which they no longer exist, which is why I say an X is an X. I don't know. If your life is so stagnant that like y'all can break up a decade ago and pick up just where you left off. You do you, boo. Legit, I want everyone to be the version of themselves which they feel like they deserve to be. But it's strange when like ghosts of like holiday past come back up in my life, and it's like, and those are the same people who insulted me for being the person who I am. It's so strange. Why do people try to like go, okay, I know that you're loud, you're rambunctious, bombastic, and you've been newscasting all those sorts of things. Yet, they insult you for being the way that you are. But it's like, I mean, shouldn't you want to accept someone for how they present themselves? Hello? Like, hello? Like, take it or leave it. Correct? Or no? Oh no, what kind of, sometimes I'm like, not where have I been as if I don't know, like, I was schizophrenic or some shit, no. But it's like, sometimes I walk into enter rooms and I'm like, I'll be in places and it's like, but why is it that I keep on finding myself in places where it's like, Is the term dead end? I just get a thesaurus. like legit. Oh my god. But it's like places where it's like they don't want to grow. Places where it's like, oh, this is enough. What are you talking about? There's always a chance to like bend and stretch and contort and like and fly up, you know? And the strangest thing is that people keep on talking to me and looking at me as if I'm not growing. How long has this podcast been alive for? How long? You know? Because everything that I do is so beneath the surface. It's so hidden. It's so anti-mainstream, mainstream adjacent, mainstream divergent. Yes. That, like, they just assume that, oh, you're doing nothing. Because why would you even be here if you are who you say you are? You know? And it's so irritating when you feel like your home environment is just not good enough for you anymore. It's like, gosh, all these things which civilians, for lack of a better phrasing, would revel in, would elicit pure joy from, no longer serve me in the way which I need to be served. Gosh, it's like, oh my gosh, like paying for sex is just ridiculous, where it's like these apps and things like that is just like, they're just not working. That's not working. Oh, and it truly hurts. It's an unexplainable kind of pain when it's like, this is great, but you know what? I'd be so much more happy somewhere else. It hurts. It hurts. And I need things to happen in the mainstream to not justify, but to exemplify the things that I'm doing and where I am. The concept is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. And it's something which I don't know if people actually have conversations about. Again, if I just kept my blinders on, my rose-tinted coloured glasses on, or if I was just plucked from, and I wouldn't even have the knowledge that I have today. Oh, gosh. Gosh, okay. We're gonna leave it here because now I'm getting. Thank you so much. Truly. Like. And that's the thing too, like, people who are supposed to be whatever 21 to years. By the way, blood is thicker than water, and meaning that the blood of the coven is thicker than the water in the womb. Ayo. Yes. Yes. Oh my god. And that's the thing too. People tend to assume that the things that you do, which are for public display, for everyone else, are the only things that you do. Whereas no, that's truly just not the case for me at all. It's not. There is so much behind the scenes stuff, which when I accomplish that, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like a house. Like, a house is not just a house, girl. Like, if anything, there could be an entire house based on the foundation, the pipes, the electric wires. Underneath that, there could be like double the amount of house underneath that house, you know. But if it was not for the foundation, then the house truly would not be able to stand. You know, and it's like, it's not just the things that I do. It's not even just this podcast. It's the foods that I eat. It's the exercises that I do. It's my home decor. It's the logistics behind the scenes as well. It's the people I interact with. It's the sun shining in the hand. It's all of those things. And whenever I put my emotions in context as well, you know, some people are born deaf. You know that, right? Like, some people are born blind with no legs, everything else. Of course, how can you truly... Now, that's something which I'm, like, Ayo, I might not know what it's like to be born blind. Like, you know, I'm okay with that. And like, there's probably no way for me to comprehend being born without sight and living in the world without, you know, like, sometimes, like, ayo, I don't want to put out anything in the universe. But like, you can reminisce about anything. But to actually not have it in the first place, wow, goodness me. I mean, never be able to. Happiness increases tenfold. You know how much privilege it is to be in the closet? You know how much privilege it is to be surrounded by people who can help you with adverse mental health? You know how much of a privilege it is to be able to one day put towards a house or a flat or an apartment? You know how much of a privilege it is to even have a goddamn TV, to have internet access? You know how much privilege it is to have a phone number? Goodness me. I mean, of course, maybe as time goes on, maybe the things that I just said maybe will fall out of use. But I don't know how many countries will continue to restrict internet access and television access for their civilians and, like, propaganda them into a subordinate state. You know, like, oh my gosh. My gosh. So when, like, you have that privilege, like, you better be fucking happy with your life. And why would you waste time trying to make everyone else miserable? Like, there's no end to the amount of people who want to bring up with me. Truly. My life is not for everyone else. I know that. Of course. But when you're being smacked down just for, like, being grateful for the little things and wanting to, like, share those little experiences with everyone else, it's very strange. But TLDR, in closing now, I'm so grateful that I am a higher dimensional being that has not lost the scope of the joys of not being in a lower dimensional state. I'm able to appreciate the ants and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the wind and the acorns. Even the rats, Miss Thing. Like, I'm able to appreciate that and then some. And then some. The odd thing is, the more that I do double down on myself and I get a chance to observe other people's lives through the looking glass, what I'm like, I mean, I can see why they're unhappy, but at the same time, they should be overjoyed right now. And to purposely restrict yourself from a point of privilege is just fucking stupid. Goodness me. And I'm grateful that they themselves part themselves like Moses so that I can wake up one day and be like, you know what? I need to change something. And that change will increase my happiness exponentially. Thank you. Ain't no better way to know that you are a sphere than running around amongst straight lines. Hey there, Rockstar. Thank you so very much for tuning into this podisode of Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast. I'll be in the voice notes. I've been your host, Ruben Witter, and I'll speak to you again next time, soon. Bye! Mwah.